I'm WBJC's Interim General Manager, Jonathan Polevsky. The end of June marks the end of our fiscal year, and I'd like to thank everyone who pledged during this time to support WBJC, and also everyone who listened. I thought it might be nice to say thank you by highlighting the life and works of a different composer each day until June 30th. Let's call it 30 and 30, and that's what we've been doing, lo, these now 21 days. By the way, if you didn't make a pledge, you can still support WBJC's fundraising efforts during this fiscal year by going to WBJC.com. I grew up in French Canada in a very English neighborhood. There was never any lack of English music by Purcell, Handel, Elgar, Vaughan Williams, and Britten. I did my undergraduate music degree at Carleton University in nearby Ottawa, which at that time was also much under the spell of the English muse, not to mention English faculty members. Musically, I guess you could say, I have been accused of being a bit of an Anglophile, and it's probably true. Imagine my surprise when at Peabody Institute of Music in the 1980s, I learned about the music of Gerald Finzi. It's not surprising that I missed him completely. It wasn't until the 1980s that there were many available recordings of his music. One of the delights of my first years at WBJC in the 1980s was that it coincided with a resurgence of Finzi's music. Gerald Finzi was an English composer with an Italian name of Jewish origin. In fact, his family name is the very same Finzi as the Finzi Continis of movie fame. Spiritually, he was an agnostic Jew who also wrote some absolutely exquisite Anglican church music. You here would call them Episcopalians. Finzi was born in London in 1901. His father, who was a shipbroker, died when he was 8. Finzi was fortunate in that he was too young to serve in the Great War, but this did not prevent him from losing 3 brothers in the struggle. He studied composition with Ernest Farrer from 1915 to 1916, when Farrer joined the Grenadier Guards. Sadly, Finzi's mentor was killed 2 months before the war's end in September of 1918, after only 2 days at the front. It was a terrible loss for the 17-year-old composer. On the advice of the conductor, Sir Adrian Boult, he took a counterpoint course from the composer R.O. Morris in 1925 and then moved to London. There he met Vaughan Williams, Holst, Bliss, and many of the other young English composers. He taught at the Royal Academy of Music from 1930 to 1933. It was a lover and his lass, with a hey and a ho and a hey. In 1933, he married the artist Joyce Black, and her extroverted nature was a good match for the introverted and shy Finzi. They remained married until the composer's death in 1956. They moved to a 16-acre site in the Hampshire Hills, where Finzi grew rare species of apples and assembled a very impressive library. Speaking of books, you would be hard-pressed to find a composer who had a better understanding of literature and a greater talent of being able to set words to music. Though he was educated privately, or perhaps because of it, Finzi was intimately familiar with the poetry of not only famous writers like Thomas Hardy, his personal favorite, but also the English mystical poets like Thomas Traherne, George Peele, and Ralph Nevett. His relationship to the poetry of Thomas Hardy was profound. He wrote no less than 5 song cycles based on the poet's words. The fact that they are full of irregular meters and thorny consonants probably attracted the composer rather than dissuaded him. They are an amazing combination of text and music, with both completely worthy of extensive study. While Finzi lived a perfectly ordinary external life, his internal life must have been extraordinary and profound. His music is lyrical, emotional, heartfelt, and always completely sincere. A good way to finish this all-too-brief discussion of his too short life of 55 years, he died of complications from Hodgkin's disease, would be his cantata Dies Natalis for soprano and strings. It was to have been part of the Three Choirs Festival of 1939, but the performance was cancelled because of the war. The poetry is by the 17th century mystical poet Thomas Traherne and discusses the wonder of birth from the point of view of the person being born. There are many recordings available, and I would urge you to find one. I would also urge you, if you're interested in supporting WBJC's musical efforts, to go to WBJC.com and make a pledge. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Thanks so much for listening to 30 and 30, number 21. Thank you.